Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Tuesday morning. It's July 8th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
I slept through my alarm today. I don't know what that means,
what?
EMCs. I have no idea. Maybe I have more energy than I normally do. I have no clue.
Have you ever done that in life?
No. And you know what I did last night?
What?
Turn the ceiling fan on. And I never ever do that. Next thing I knew, it was like 4:45, and I started panicking. I thought to myself, I missed the show. I missed the Jen and Tim show. I slept through that thing. I normally prep a little bit, you know, as far as, you know, looking for Trump TUI questions and things like that. I prepped the night before. I thought to myself, I slept through it. Jen's going to be mad. I missed the Halley building. What happened?
I would have called you to see if you were okay.
I know.
Of course, you probably wouldn't have seen that, though, because I'm sure your phone's on silent and doesn't vibrate.
Absolutely. Plus, it in my contacts, and I can't see anything. So, I don't know. Boy, oh boy, is it a different day when you walk outside this morning. If you've been outside at all, or if you're leaving in the next, I don't know, hour, two, three. Yesterday, you walk outside, that humidity hits you right in the face. Today, more sunshine expected, but it is a different morning. Very much less humidity. Still making it back to 80 degrees. Some storms. Humidity returns tomorrow, so get out there and enjoy it today. We'll get to Stevie on the socials. We'll see what she has for us. We do have a Tasty Tuesday item. If you want that spoiled, we'll let you know what it is, EMCs. You can look Jen and Tim Show on all the socials. We have that there. It is the collaboration between Cheez-Its and also Wendy's Baconator. So the Wendy's Baconator flavored Cheez-Its. I like to call them Meat It.
Ew.
We'll see.
They're not
they
calling
are.
Them that, though, right? You're
no,
just calling
they should.
Them that.
They should.
The fact that they've like merged the burger and mayo and ketchup flavor all into that makes me a tad nervous.
Yes, yeah, so you can see exactly what they look like. We haven't tried them yet, but you can see what they look like on all the socials. But let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Feel like I also do need to circle back to a couple messages we received yesterday about age, weight, birthday.
Oh boy.
We'll get back to that. Not yet. One thing at a time. I know EMCs, we're all excited about this. Good morning to you. I'm excited about this. First of all, you know, he's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. There's no prize attached. We need a guess.
One guess a day.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
We would love your guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
All right, so my guest today is Dick Goddard.
Not Dick Goddard. So the game continues. We have some comments. Age, weight, birthday. I brought it up yesterday. That's next on Star 102. Age, weight, birthday. It's just a thought, EMCs. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Maybe you missed it yesterday.
What I love is that you were at Cedar Point, you saw that game, and you thought, huh, let's bring that to the Jen and Tim show. And what... I don't know that it would work. I do think it's better than sitting or standing.
What about who's next?
It's better than Who's Next. Okay. I'm really curious about it, to be honest with you.
Like, but you don't think it would work? How?
No,
well, let's
put
some holes through this, which is fine.
I kind of want to watch you play it because you know I'm not playing it. Like, it's more going to be you, the guy. First of all,
I don't understand how bad ideas become the Tim show and all the great ideas become the Jen and Tim show. This would have to be, it's Jen and Tim. We would both play the game.
How would we play? So someone calls and what? Okay, let's do a pretend round.
No, we're not going to do a pretend round.
No, I want to do a pretend round.
216-343-1021.
Like, do they choose, like, hey, you're going to guess my weight, my age, or my birthday?
Well, that's what you would do on the concourse, right? You would walk up to, you would pay your $2 or $3 or whatever it is.
Definitely not that.
You know what I mean?
Whatever it is.
I didn't go up to it. I just turned it in the background.
Right.
And you pay your $17.50 now.
There you go.
And you would go up there. Yeah, it wouldn't even be worth the prize then. I would just walk right past.
So you would say, okay, guess my birthday.
Yeah, which would you choose? Is it age, weight, or birthday?
I guess. And then that person would choose birthday because it seems the hardest.
Okay, then I would write that down, and I would have to guess your birth month within 2 months.
Oh, birth month.
Yes.
Birth month within 2 months is way different than birthday.
Your birth month. Yes, that's what it is.
Are you allowed to ask questions?
No.
So you just, like, well, someone like just what? Calls and you
are
say...
Are you a Shmemini?
No.
I mean, what are you going to... You can't ask questions.
Well, some people believe in astrology stuff. Like, maybe, you know, are you a Cancer? Do you have a hard shell, but you're soft inside? I don't know.
We have somebody next. Good.
We're going to play.
Calling from Lorraine. I don't know.
I'm assuming. Sample round.
We'll see. I guess I shouldn't get too excited yet. Maybe he or she doesn't want... I just saw the phones ringing, so...
I'm excited.
We're going to play Age, Weight, Birthday. Jen will play. I'll sit back and relax. It's a letdown. It's a false alarm. Star 102, Cleveland's Field Affairs. Hung up. It's all right.
Also, what if somebody says they want you to guess their weight and then you offend them?
How would I offend them?
I don't know. What if you say something too high or too low and they don't like that? It feels very risky.
I would try to be accurate. I don't know how. I don't know. I wouldn't mean to offend anybody.
Wouldn't that make you nervous?
I've been offended for over a decade. You've called me Fat Tim, but I just
have
let it roll. Remember?
I called you that.
When somebody said that they thought that they saw me in Kirtland at a specific, I think it was
you
Tavern 6.
You are never letting this go.
And they said that I was tall and skinny, and you almost fell out of your chair laughing.
That is false.
Which means that'll be the opposite, which would mean
that
stout.
That is not true.
And also, run.
Let
round.
It go. Let it go. I never called you round.
I don't know. I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah. I really would love someone to play a sample round of that.
Maybe EMC's tomorrow morning. Maybe we'll play Dead Guy in an Envelope, and then we'll play around, and then maybe and if the weight thing would not make sense, I mean we could just do age and birthday. We could always age birthday, and we'll figure something else out.
And what? How
that wouldn't,
so
that wouldn't
birthday,
be weight if
birthday,
weight's not.
You said you have to come within what? Two months.
2 months.
And how many years of age?
Two years. They're both two.
2 years.
And the weight
of
would
age.
Be 3 pounds. I'm going to be within 3 pounds. Mm. I would just always say 100 because that would be fine. 100 pounds.
That,
what
no,
about you?
100 that,
pounds.
That,
you, 100 pounds.
That's like a
100
kid.
100 pounds. 100 pounds.
I don't,
110? 110. Hey, how are you? 110.
I feel like
how
the
you?
Weight.
110.
I don't know.
You're right.
I'm uncomfortable.
Nice to meet you. Name's Tip. 110.
There's a few kinks, but okay. A practice round might be
well,
fun.
Well, now you got me nervous. I'm not trying to call anybody. I don't know.
What is
more offensive, age or weight?
Weight.
Okay.
I would think.
All right.
I don't know. I guess it depends on the person.
Boy,
but they get to pick.
Which would be worse if, and we need to get to it. What? Which would be worse if I'm actually at Cedar Point and I guess your age or weight and I'm way off, or I'm on the air and I have no idea what you look like or anything? I have no idea what you look like.
I don't know. But that
if
is
I
like,
say
oh, wow.
130.
Do I sound like I weigh 130?
Well, apparently I do. There have been numerous times, you know, we used to do those things called appearances. People said all the time that I sounded fat. They always said, they're like, oh, you aren't fat at all.
Oh, my.
They would say that all the time when I'm at it. Different appearances. I thought that you would be fat. It's like, what does that mean? What do you mean I sound fat?
First of all,
I didn't take offense to that.
You can't say that.
That's what they said to me.
Well, I don't think you could say that anymore.
Well, okay.
They said. It's not a thing anymore, maybe. I don't know.
I'm just telling you what they said about me.
No, I hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
Starting to sweat.
I am too. All right, let's move on. Looks like you might be able to leave your shoes on when you go through TSA at the airport.
Oh, really?
Yes. Did you see this? Well, it's
that's
reports.
Great.
We'll tell you.
What about your belt and pants and shirt?
Well, I think you always leave your shirt on.
Oh,
I think that's
just a me thing.
That's just a thing. We'll tell you the latest reports in 60 seconds. North Olmsted is 70 degrees right now. That's our Star City, and these are the three things you need to know today. New report saying that the TSA will now allow passengers to keep their shoes on during security screening at some airports, saying that the change has already been made in several cities, including Baltimore, Fort Lauderdale, Cincinnati, and more. The Guardians have snapped their 10-game losing streak. It was a 7-5 win over the Houston Astros last night. First win since June 25th. They're going to play them again at 8:10 tonight. Auditions are open for the Scream Team, the Wine and Goldies, and the 216 Six. Am I the only one who never heard of the Wine and Goldies before I had to look them up last night? Have you heard of them before, Tim? The Wine and Goldies?
Which ones are they? Which ones are they? I'm glad we're talking about this so late.
I'm so sorry, but I've been dying to ask you. We can get it. It was brand new to me. It's a group of local seniors.
Yeah, they're the old. Yeah,
who still have the moves.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I thought that was their name, but I just didn't want to take that guess.
I didn't know that.
They are incredible humans.
I've never seen them perform. So auditions for all of them, 216 Six, all three squads perform at the Cavs games at Rocket Arena. Head to the Cavs website for audition details.
Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So there is an anonymous man leaving money around Minnesota, and he's gone viral.
Driving there. Let's roll.
Seriously, how much?
Let's go.
I can't wait to hear about this.
Imagine if you found some walking around downtown Cleveland.
And there's just $100 just laying there.
Just laying there. First of all, you would think it's fake, right?
Yeah. Or like
what's
someone
going
lost
on?
Their money.
Right. You try to figure out what's going on.
And then you feel like you'd have to turn it in.
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
Unless I knew there was someone hiding money around to be found.
That is true.
But if I just stumbled upon it, I'd probably feel a little guilty.
What's the first thing you would do? If you found $100 out there in Huron, what's the first thing you'd do? You would see if somebody lost it? Or would you go to the Mexican place across the street and buy yourself a margarita?
A purserita.
And maybe a purserita shows up.
No, that sounds like a good time.
There you go!
Purserita.
I'm kidding.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jim and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a man in Minnesota. He is anonymous and goes by the name Mr. Minnesota Loot Drop. He's been hiding cash around the state, and he shares cryptic clues on social media to help followers find it. He posts the video hints showing where the money is stashed, usually duct taped to something in public parks with timestamps and clues. So your initial thought is you're thinking this guy must have a lot of money and he wants to spread his wealth. Well, that is not true. He funds this through his gig work. He chooses to stay anonymous and says he's motivated by a desire to help people who are struggling, explaining that he's not looking for fame. Some of the drops have gained massive attention, though, racking up millions of views online. It was just kind of like a local thing, like the people in Minnesota knew, the people in the town that he's in knew, but it's been gaining traction. He does only have 2,000 followers on Instagram, but he's hoping that if he does get more fame and wealth from this, that his plan is to retire his mom.
So how much money is he leaving per drop? Do we know that? Is it different each time?
I saw a post and there was like it was like duct tape or like, I don't, probably not duct tape.
I was going to say that. I feel like that would ruin the money.
It was on just like a telephone pole, like a couple $100.
Oh, but like hundreds of dollars, not
yeah,
like
but
a 20.
Like each drop is, he's only given out $3,000 total so far.
Okay.
But so it's like probably like each drop's like $200. Maybe it's all together. Maybe it's spread out. It's different every time.
And I wonder, does he post the videos of the people finding it? Like the people
yes.
that find it, they take videos
so,
of that?
Yeah. So, but it's someone else sends it to him. Like he's not seen.
Right.
So they'll be like, we found it. And it's like a selfie of the person with like $100 bill. Some had a couple hundreds, but it just depends.
You ever found any money ever?
Yes.
I've never found any, like even, I mean, even a dollar bill, I don't think I've ever found. Like laying
really?
On the ground. I ever in life.
I feel like I found money just laying on the ground.
I mean, like, you know, you find a quarter, like I'm filling a meter, there's a quarter on the ground or something like that. But I mean, definitely not a hundred or a 20 or anything else. I've never found anything like that.
What would you do if you did?
Put it in my pocket.
Would you?
What?
But it's like if when you find look a wallet, for, you got to turn it in.
Well, if it's a wallet, but if there was a 20, like randomly on Euclid, what would you do? Would I try to walk?
Yeah, you can't claim it. I mean, how would you proof of that it's your?
Would I try to walk around and find? I mean, if there was somebody around clearly looking for, I'd say I would find your 20. But what would you? Would I look?
I would like turn it into a like a store or something like that that was close by. Or
I would turn it into a Frappuccino is what I'd turn it into.
Or I'd leave it there. I don't know. I would like have an immense amount of guilt if I took that money. Is that weird?
Anything above a 20, I would have guilt. But if a 20 or less...
I'm just staying at 20. Right. If I found 100, if it was like, I don't know, hundreds maybe, it would be different. You found money before?
Yeah.
You've never found money? That's
no.
More shocking.
First of all, anybody else found money? And or if you found a 20, what are you going to do with it? You're going to turn it into...
I think you're turning it into a Frappuccino. I'm turning it in and you're turning it into a Frappuccino.
Right. Well,
I'm turning it into a margarita.
There
so.
You go.
There you go.
Margarita. Never found money. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good.
I kind of want you to now to see what you do with it. I really do.
If it was $20 on the street?
Does it matter the location?
Just a loose $20 on...
No, what? No, not in downtown Cleveland. What if you're in Menor, like walking into Aldi, and you see 20 bucks? It's like right by the front door.
Oh, it's in Aldi?
No. Right by the front door, like of Aldi, where you're walking in. There's 20 bucks laying on the ground.
I would go inside of Aldi and I would ask, did anybody mention that they dropped a $20 bill? Did anybody lose a $20 bill? I found it outside of Aldi. I just found it right here. It was whatever. Did anybody lose this? If it was outside of an establishment, I would definitely make sure to see if somebody lost that. And I would probably be like, here, take this. Somebody's going to claim this probably. If it was just randomly on the corner of Euclid and wherever,
I think it's a different
situation.
Yeah. I think location's important. Shantae sent us a message on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page, said, I once found a wallet with over $1,200 in it in my parking lot after I got home from church. She tracked the guy's sister down on Facebook, returned his wallet, and he wanted to buy my grandson a video game, and I told him no. Love you guys. Have an awesome
Unbelievable.
Day. What an awesome story.
See, that's a great thing. And it would be so easy.
Yeah.
To say I have $1,200 and whatever. That's the right thing to do. And I bet, you know what? First of all, if you spent that money, that would just eat at you. And that's the right thing to do. And I bet she smiled the entire time and said, you know what? I did the right thing, got it back to the rightful owner and took care of business. That is a Jen and Tim Show listener right there. That is fantastic.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing your story. Yesterday on the show, we talked about my Amazon cart because Prime Days started, like 3 a.m. I had 600 saved items in my cart. Which is insane. By the way, I minimized those. I went through them yesterday. I can't believe I did it. But it brought up the topic of your email inbox.
It didn't bring up the topic.
You
brought up the topic. This is just rolling in my email.
First of all, you had to have indicated in some fashion about your inbox because I didn't say to you randomly, how many emails do you have? Did I? Did I just say that randomly?
I think
randomly
you deflected to my email to try to get away from
your
number.
I don't think I did.
What is the phrase? Every... cause or every reaction has an equal whatever it is. I feel like this is my karma from yesterday for bringing up how many items
my
you have
Amazon
in your cart. Is now how many emails.
Because you've indicated you have a lot of emails in your inbox. And are we talking unread emails or just overall in general in the inbox? Because
I still want to push back a little because I don't think that I was the one that indicated that I had the unread emails.
So,
I think I might have reacted to and
I don't
indicated
know why.
That I believe
irrelevant.
It was correct.
Doesn't matter at this point. I don't know how it came up. I know that you have referenced in the past that you have a lot of emails. Again, do you have two numbers for us? Do you have an unread and then a total in your inbox? Or are we just going over unread emails?
Let me look.
And this is...
I don't even...
And
yeah,
again...
I think it just has to be unread.
Unread emails. And to clarify, these are your unread emails in your work email inbox, correct? Your Odyssey account, like your Star 102...
Let me
Tim
delete
Richards
some of these.
Account. No, you can't do that. Whatever the number is right now, these are your unread emails. Because I wouldn't guess.
Yes, they're my unread Odyssey emails. Yes. Unread Odyssey emails.
Unread
Odyssey
emails.
Is this the game we're playing now? People have to guess?
Uh-huh. How many unread emails
do you
have?
Is this closest to the number without going over? Just closest in general?
I think so.
Email game are we playing right now?
I think it's just guessing how many unread emails you have. Closest without going over. And what is interesting is you said the other day you started to go through some until you got sick of it, which was about, 3 minutes later?
Why I send anything off the air? This has become some type of weirdo mantra.
What?
I don't know if it's since the latest birthday or this last...
What mantra?
like the last month or so, just casual things that I've mentioned off the air. Not that I think that they would, might not have made it to the air in recent years, but it is full blast the last month or so. Like that.
Just how is that just, a blast?
It's not a blast. I just feel like, it's like, by the way, you gently said that you were going through them and you got tired. And that's just going to make this even worse, and you know it.
Because you're saying, you say a lot of interesting things on the air, but you've said a lot of interesting things off the air lately, and I just feel like it's important. Because this is a relatable topic. There has got to be other people. First, we need to see how many you have.
All right.
Then we need to see if anybody has more than you.
That's fair.
Unread emails in their work email.
So if you have...
Just be happy our boss is off this week.
No, and that's also another thing. And you were always wrong about this. Because this is when he listens the most.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's, the boss is off. That's fair. That might be the case in other jobs. Fine. Maybe if they're off and you're at a physical workplace and the boss isn't there, then you can throw a pizza party or do this or maybe slack off. No. This gives him more ample opportunity to listen.
That's
he can
fair.
Listen to all this. This is when he can listen the most. This is the worst time.
I was just trying to make you feel better. Listen, we're doing this next. We're doing this
Should
next.
I guess now? All right. So how many unread emails in my work email? This is no personal email. This is work email. Just take
we'll
a guess.
We'll do your personal tomorrow.
216-343-1021. You can't call. You're busy. I get it. Just DM us, Jen and Tim Show. Let's look at Facebook and Instagram specifically. Also, Star 102, Facebook and Instagram specifically. We will read your guesses. Jen will have her guess. And then I will reveal that number in 3 minutes. I think that's fair.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Two more just came in.
Of guesses?
Two more email. The Star 102 Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
So add two more to the number of your unread emails.
Like somebody who's listening and just broke two more off.
I should have sent you a couple. So Jennifer sent in a guess. She DM'd us, like you asked, on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. She says, okay, I'll play. All right. I think Tim has 22,398 emails.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's way high. Way high.
That's way high?
Yeah. It's way high.
I think you have... Oh, well, Elizabeth says 327. Her message just came in.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
I think that's low. Is that low?
That's low.
I'm going to say 4,267.
You guys have no faith in me at all.
What is it?
It's just work email. I have to have some professionalism, Jen.
Uh-huh.
So it's way lower.
Let me tell you why I'm guessing 4,000. Because we've talked about this before. Years ago. We were in the old studio, I remember. And I feel like at that time you had a ton. I don't remember what the number was, but I am basing this off of the excessive amount you had at that time plus now, because I'm thinking you never did a full clean of the inbox. Mm-mm. Have you ever in life done that?
Mm-mm.
So what?
What I should do next?
What?
So I'm going to reveal the number and then I'm going to go to my oldest email and read it.
How old it is? Can you go far back that far?
It's probably my hiring email at CBS.
Oh my God.
I have 994 unread.
Oh, that's way less than I expected. Yeah.
I'm a new man.
994.
Can anybody beat that in your personal or work email? 994 unread. You know, what? I probably can't even scroll down. I should never say. I don't think I can scroll the way.
First of all, Cameron can beat that. Just send a message. Second of all, when I look at my dad's.
Cameron?
Yes.
Your dad's?
When I look at my dad's phone and you see the little red number of how many emails are. I literally want to go through and organize this phone because it is the most excessive amount. There is over 19,000 emails on my dad's phone.
Well, I have I've deleted it now because, you know, way back in the day you had like a Hotmail address or something. You know, now I have Gmails and some people still have the Hotmail and that's what they want to do, or Yahoo or whatever. I
still got my Yahoo.
Yeah. And that thing, I just never checked and it became all spam and everything else. And it was probably, you know, 26,000 emails and it would show up and it would drive me crazy because, you know me, like I delete my chats. I like everything kind of clear on my phone and then clearly on email. I don't care.
But clearly.
It's so bizarre because on my phone, I want everything gone. But on my email, it's so funny. It drives me crazy. But on that Hotmail account, which is now closed and done and everything else.
You closed your Hotmail?
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of an
era.
Which
is also bizarre because I think my Netflix account linked to that and trying to find.
Oh, my.
Well, the account was closed. There's no way I could have access to it. It was an entire thing yesterday. Something happened. I don't know. It's an entire different story. So there you go.
So we got to get to Cameron's number because he beats you.
Can
on
you
your
be?
994.
Yeah, 994. We have some calls to 216-343-1021. You can also, we'll get to Cameron's message. He DM'd us. You can do the exact same thing. Reveal your number. Nobody is going to believe producer Stevie. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We have to get to these comments. We're talking about the amount of unread emails. I reveal. Oh, another one. 995. I have.
So I
feel like it's some type of email walk of shame that I'm doing right now, but we're all friends here. This is fine. 995 unread in my work email.
Well,
that
doesn't even feel like a lot.
Based on Stevie's number and based on, so I said I wanted to get to Cameron's because I thought this was bad, but then we've gotten some more messages, which are worse.
Some are worse than mine.
Cameron says, I have 14,476 unread emails in one work email, 12,287 in another. Oh my God. Rachel says, good morning. I have 25,510. Mike has 25,572. There is not a chance anyone can beat what Hope has.
Okay. So we will, I want to get to Hope's next.
I can't even hit Hope.
I also want to get to producer Stevie's because we haven't even hit producer Stevie level. I don't even know what Hope's number is because I haven't seen it yet. And we have some calls we need to get to. So I want to definitely get to Hope's, definitely get to producer Stevie's. You will not believe this in 3.5 minutes. Talking about the number of unread emails you have on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Producer Stevie's going to let us know hers.
How many?
30,947 unread emails. In one of my emails.
In one of your, how many emails do you have?
You know, sometimes you make them and you just like forget them.
Mm-hmm. So do they all have that in. Many in them?
Oh, I'm sure.
Hope sent us a message. I thought that was really bad, Stevie. I heard that and I thought, wow, that is awful.
Yeah, you're 900 something. I thought, oh, that's
this is nothing.
Light.
Sounds like nothing light. Comparatively. Hope sent us a message and it says, I'm embarrassed. 67,715.
Oh, my God.
To which I replied, Hope, OMG. I said, I feel like you need to mass delete those. She said, yes, I need to. It's an email I've had since high school, and I just haven't deleted any. It's AOL, she said.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid to mass delete because there might be one thing I need.
Of course.
You're
all
right.
Gone.
You're never going to read through all of them.
Gone.
Hope needs to get to 100K.
Okay, listen, one more, and then it's the last one. Christine said, I thought Hope was the worst. And Hope, there's hope for you because Christine just sent me a message. I have 122,295 emails in my mailbox have been full for months, full of junk.
Mine used to be higher, but I couldn't get on it anymore because I ran out of storage, so I couldn't even use the email, so I had to delete some. But if I could get that high, I would.
So I'm stunned.
Keep the messages coming. We appreciate that. So far, Christine the winner? Christine the
winner. Is she, though? Yes. Okay.
They've made it in studio for a Tasty Tuesday on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Wendy's Baconator Cheez-Its. Check out the video, Jen and Tim show on the socials. We need to share that over to Star 102 as well. We haven't tried them yet.
We haven't tried them yet. And Cheez-Its in general are delicious. So I feel like these can't be that bad, right? It's just that when I read the description, it did say that there's like the mayo and ketchup and burger flavor all wrapped into it.
Meet it.
Nobody's calling them that but you.
Top fan Linda. Yuck. Vomit emoji. Top fan Dawn Robinson. These are probably much better than lemonade chips. Can I make an admission?
Yeah.
My family finished off those lemonade chips.
Really?
That's a lie. I finished off the lemonade chip. Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Top fan Carl, I saw those things at Walmart. I picked up a box, saw that it was Baconator. I put them back. Too risky.
Oh.
Vicky, she's a top fan. It should be an interesting morning. Marla asked where they were found. I found them in Aldi and Menor. Ooh, let's see. There was another one. Oh, Wendy. I had to address this. So I took a video of my stroll through Aldi. Thing was, there was a couple people right in front of these that were stocking other items, so I was trying to be slick when I was taking the video. I didn't realize I was walking and humming, and I'm getting called out for that.
Humming in the video?
Top fan Wendy. She's like, that humming got me. Laugh out loud emoji.
What were you humming?
I was just trying to be slick, so I did a little video just kind of showing myself that I'm walking around Aldi. I was like,
I didn't know if maybe they were playing Star 102 at the Aldi or something. You were coming along.
I was just kind of,
listening to our afternoon guy Chase.
They're talking back and forth. Oh, they would have been. So I just grabbed those. So that's the reason for the humming. It was a little uncomfortable because I thought to myself, am I supposed to be doing this? Can I? But I wanted to show the items. So
it was a nervous hum.
If you've tried these, if you have your own review, I mean, I know several people did DM us and say that they were also going to buy these and try these. Grab your family, friends, whatever, do your own tasting review. We'll post it. We'd love to see that. And if they taste horrible, then we will just throw these out. Okay, we'll try them.
Is Stevie in on these?
No! She wouldn't even let me bring the box in her studio. Oh. Said, hey, you in on this? No, get them out. Okay, fine.
Yeah, she's not a hamburger person.
No, so Wendy's Baconator Cheez-Its, that's what we're trying today.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.